Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning, Pittsburgh.
Morning, everyone. Hit us on the hotline, presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. And on top of that, text us. We love texts. We'll read them. 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Shelby Cassese, she's in today. I'm Colin Dunlap, Chris Mack here as well, and Adam Crowley, our producer, and he jumps on the mic. We love to talk to him. But Jordan Addison, he's no longer here. People knew that. They understood that. They knew the day was going to come, and he is no longer, even though he won the Biletnikoff and has eligibility, a Pitt wide receiver. He's headed to Los Angeles to play for USC. It is incredible what's happened out there, how they've gone and they've rebuilt a football team, how they've used name, image, likeness to do it, and it was just going to be like this. Whenever it became the Wild Wild West and Lincoln Riley got the job at USC, they were going to pay people, and I'm a big don't hate the player, hate the game kind of thing, and that's where I am with this. But of all people in this world, and it's not sour grapes because it happened proactively, in August of 2021, so think of how long ago that is, August of 2021, Pat Narduzzi came on our very show and said, this kind of stuff is going to happen. Remember, August of 2021.
What's going to happen of college football? I mean, there's pretty much legalized cheating out there now going on, you know, with this name, image, and likeness. I think it's great for our kids, but, you know, I wonder where it takes college football. And then when, you know, teams are getting snatched from other conferences behind closed doors. It's interesting, and I think there's more to come.
What do you mean by legalized cheating, Pat?
Well, that's the name, image, and likeness. I just think there's, you know, the inequities. There's got to be some guidelines and some fences put around this name, image, and likeness, or it just gets out of control.
Now, lost in everything, and we'll get into it deeply, the Jimbo Fisher v. Nick Saban situation. Jimbo calling a press conference, an emergency press conference, barstool style yesterday. Jimbo actually made a lot of sense about one thing in this realm.
Would you like to see the collective that does support?
I would like to find unified rules across this country to put things in place. That's what I want. And I don't know what those are. I'm not smart enough to figure it out. I don't know what the antitrust laws, all those bylaws. So the government needs to step in because this is these things here. And what's funny, in that talk, right before he said that about us, wasn't he soliciting funds from the crowd?
I mean, he does make a lot of sense, guys. Yeah. When you look at all of this, and Jordan Addison, again, is off to USC. I look at these guys, the two guys that just talked, and it's no disrespect to them, but what they are is they're essentially gym teachers or social studies teachers that were really good football coaches and now are in charge of million and billion dollar corporations in some regard.
We're asking guys whose primary task is supposed to be X's and O's and, you know, helping organize the development of about 90 or so young men every fall and for 3 to 4 years at a time to become high-level CEOs.
Right. And they're not up to being saddled with that task, nor do they want to be saddled with that task. So that being said, there's always going to be inequities. Don't ever get that twisted. Even before all of this with name, image, likeness, Alabama could do more than Kent State could do. Mm-hmm. Auburn could do more than Ohio U could do. And frankly, when you look at it, you know, LSU could do more than Northern Illinois. That's never going to close. It's widened the disparity. What's happened here, though, is USC and Pitt, while USC always could do more than Pitt could do, they shouldn't be able to do exponentially more than Pitt could do. The MAC and the SEC shouldn't be, it should be a difference. But what shouldn't be different all that much is the Pac-12 and the ACC. And now we're seeing a widening of that. That is the danger in all of this that I think people are on to.
That's exactly right. And all you're doing is exacerbating a discrepancy or a disparity between program. I mean, Pitt and USC, two Power Five schools, two Division I programs. They should both have, you know, a decently fair shot at a player. But what you're doing now is, without rules, creating a situation where we're going to wind up having, you know, 10, 15 schools that run the floor, run the table. Because at the end of the day, Pitt is never going to be able to pay what USC does. Lincoln Riley goes and says, hey, donors, let's give this guy this much. Go promise this guy this much. And Pitt and schools like it are never going to be able to do it. So you're creating a group of schools that will be the head of the table for this.
Lincoln Riley had 9 transfers come in on defense that could very well start. 9 transfers on defense that could very well start. In addition, on offense, to Addison, he has the 2 Williamses from Oklahoma at quarterback and wide receiver. He has a running back from Oregon. He has a tackle from Virginia that could play, a wide receiver from Colorado, and another running back from Stanford. So he's not just – and look, I'm not crying about this. I'm just laying it out there. He's also poaching his own league, which is wild to me. Totally wild to me.
Shelby, you bring up that there is obviously going to be a gap between the USCs of the world and the Pitts of the world. I think – you know how Pat Narduzzi's now the Chris Bickle class of 97 coach, Pat Narduzzi, because
yes.
Chris Bickle gave $20 million. I wonder when these donations stop going to the school and start going into kitties, start going into these collectives, and then that get paid out to the athletes. Because then you would start to see Pitt close the gap in that way. But then the facilities start to crumble because that money's not being funneled into the university. I think that's fascinating.
Well, and this is what's – I don't want to jump 17 steps ahead here, but – We lamented the other day the fact that the NCAA, and we've been lamenting it for months now, the NCAA failed to get their arms around this when they saw it coming, right? They basically stood on the train tracks and watched the train come at them. But this is what's going to exacerbate, and you've heard rumblings about this, and maybe it's just, you know, social media, people popping off, message boards, things like that. But this is going to exacerbate and accelerate the movement towards some sort of super conference, super league type deal in college football, because you will have 30 to 40 programs maybe that can compete on somewhat of a even keel. And then you'll have everybody else in the group of five. And then, you know, you'll trickle down to, everyone else in the power five. Then you'll trickle down to the group of five. It's going to, if the NCAA or somebody doesn't take charge and put their arms around this and create those limitations that Jimbo Fisher was talking about yesterday, that's what we're headed for.
Where does this leave our official non-Pitt football team of the Fan Morning Show, our Kansas Jayhawks?
Oh,
they are
God.
In such bad shape.
Yeah. What can you
do? I joke, but if you're a team that doesn't get a lot of money in a big conference, you're done.
Worse than it already – somehow right. Worse than it already is. I don't know how it gets much worse.
Can you imagine being Kansas and looking at the teams in your conference?
Or like
right
Rutgers
now.
In the Big Ten.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
You can't compete.
No.
There is no hope. You almost have more hope as Kent or as Ohio U than you do as Kansas or Cincinnati.
Because at least you're in a conference
right.
Where you can compete.
You have no hope if you're Kansas or if you're Rutgers.
This is going to kill junior colleges, and I wonder what it does to high school recruiting too. Because USC didn't say, okay, we've got to hit the reset button with Lincoln Riley here. Let's go hit the high school recruiting trail super hard again. No. Let's get 11 transfers that can play right now.
We had a conversation last week, remember, with Andrew Petcash. And Andrew made a great point at one point. He said, you know, high school recruits are not feeling the same heat that they used to because it's all about the portal. Why would you recruit an unproven high school kid? You don't know how legit that 4 or 5 star ranking is when you can recruit a guy who's already played a year or two, already started to refine his skills, and you can poach him from a smaller school that doesn't have as much of the resources.
And here's the other part. And I spoke to someone yesterday inside an athletic department at a big time school, and they told me the kids right now, they don't know, nor do the administrators know, when all of the clamps are going to be clamped down. So these kids are going to get theirs and get theirs now. As the shadow is maybe a year behind them, as the shadow is maybe months behind them, it could be 2 years behind them. That's why I'll never hate on these kids. I'll never come down on them. I'll never say anything ill about them. It could go to some sort of a cap system. It could tomorrow. You go get yours when you can get yours. Is it out of control? Yeah. Is it the Wild Wild West? Sure. But it's just like, you know, there have been a lot of different things that have happened in laws in this country. before. It's like if you live somewhere, before that HOA gets established, put your fence up. You know,
put the landscaping
in. Right. Paint your house the color you want to paint it before those laws come in. That's what these kids are doing. So go get theirs.
What I find so interesting about what this effect could have, you know, we talk about football coaches being the most paranoid people in sports. Think about the heightened paranoia now. We talked with Jordan Schultz yesterday, and he made a comment about how coaches are going to have to continuously recruit their own players,
yes,
keep them interested, keep them in the same spot. But the paranoia until there are rules in place is going to be off the charts, because you have to win your players back every single day because someone else could be talking with them.
Well, we've already seen the impact on coaching. I mean, we saw this with Jay Wright. It's basketball, but Jay Wright, part of the reason he's done at Villanova is he does not want to put in the 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year in this recruiting game. He wants to coach basketball. Yeah, he understands recruiting's part of it, but I think I heard Adam say this on his show a little bit ago. You know, there has to be a window, right? We've got to limit this. We've got to put a framework around
it. Well, the one-time transfer needs to go out. That would limit a lot of this, I think. And I don't think that you should get one free transfer. I just, I don't. And I understand the coaches are free to move, and they do that, and they take... Unless there's a coaching change, I don't think you should get a transfer.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Because I think if there is a coach, if coaches can move freely, players should be allowed to move freely. And if a coach just up and walks out the door for more money, then there's no reason a player shouldn't be able to get up and walk out the door for a better situation.
True.
If a player graduates, I'm okay with them transferring too. If you've spent your time there, you get your degree, and you want to transfer and not sit out a year, I can live with that as well.
But it's just, it has, and I didn't think I'd get to this point. And I'm one of the last holdouts, I think, probably. If you're an Alabama fan, you love Alabama. You're a Texas fan, you love Alabama. Pitt fan, a Penn State fan. If you're just a fan of college football, like largely I am, okay? I just love watching college football. It has soured some of my interest for it. There's no question. Because of the player movement. I expect and anticipate player movement in the professional ranks. In
yes.
The NFL, in Major League Baseball, and basketball, and whatever it is, in hockey. You expect player movement. I didn't expect this much player movement because as I watch a USC game this year, and I'll tune it on 10:35, they'll be playing Arizona or somebody, I'll watch and I'll say, that is Jordan Addison, he's a mercenary.
Yeah, and I don't want to be like this faux romanticism of college football, but part of it was for such a long time, especially growing up, you would get to know players and you knew you had them for 3 or 4 years and you would learn about them and you would look forward to seeing them get their opportunity to play.
The only time it transfers if it went bad.
Right.
And nothing
right.
went bad with Pitt.
And again, I'm all for everybody getting paid and finding the best situation for themselves. I'm not out against that, but this is a lot of adjusting happening in a very small amount of time.
We talk about the NFL and player movement there and the major... I guess, fence around that. You know, if you're on a deal with a team, a 3-year contract, whatever, and you just can't wake up one day and say, hey, you know what, see ya, I'm going to go play for Kansas City. And, you know, there has to be a trade request. There has to be, you know, they have to release you. There has to be some type of thing that gets the ball rolling on your movement. And of course, there's a salary cap. And those things are completely gone in this situation, allowing for all of this to continue. It's one of those things as a coach where if it benefits you, you love it, but eventually you're going to get burned by it. And I think we're seeing that with the Jimbo Nick Saban thing. They've benefited and been burned by it, and now they're going a little crazy over it.
I'm going to tell you, it's 6:30-something, Shelby, that men would never take the time to do, that women do regularly. I was reading, and I looked up something. As I was like, what is this business model? Men would never, ever, ever take the time to do this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.